رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brother and sister. We are going to revise. Now, every day we will have certain drills. Huh? When I show you my palm, that is the drill of Damir. Singular is Damir. Damir means pronoun. What is the plural of Damir? Damair. You will be hearing these things, hopefully, you know, you will get in your mind. Dama'ir, which means pronouns. Brothers and sisters, again I repeat, for some of our new brothers and sisters who came, see the palm, brother? Four fingers and one thumb. First finger, masculine. How many sections are there?
Three.
So, hua, huma, hum. Second finger, brothers and sisters, three sections, but that's feminine. So we say hiya, huma, hunna. Third finger, it's second person masculine. We call it mukhatab. What do we call it? Mukhatab. We call it mukhatab. So brother, the three sections, anta, antuma, antum. The fourth finger, is a second person feminine. So we have anti, antuma, antunna. So you see, you can see here. And if you count in the beginning like this, as soon as you finish here, you come here, it means it's a different gender. As soon as you finish here, come here, it means it's a different gender. So it will help you to master it. And this is very important that we master it, and this is our foundation, and on it we will be building different rooms in the, you know. So, and this, brother and sister, is for first person, mutakallim. Ana and nahnu, both for masculine and feminine. Are you with me, ready? Three times we will say whole of these things. Ready? Huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna, anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu. Excellent, mashallah. One more time. Huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna, anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu. One more time still. Huwa, huma, hum. Hiya, huma, hunna. Anta, antuma, antum. Anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu. Inshallah. Okay. And brothers and sisters, the song that I have made, later on I will sing. And every day I will, somewhere in between, I'll fit that song. So that will also remind you and refresh you. Now we did verbs, remember? I want to repeat a little bit more about verbs. Huh? Because we are laying the foundation of verbs and try to understand everything that is to be understood in a simple and enjoyable way. I told you, brothers and sisters, all Arabic verbs, all of them, you can trace the root of it. And 99.5% will be three letters. Then there are some four-letter verbs. I just give you an example. Tarajama. What is it? Tarajama. He translated. Zalzala. It shook violently. And then waswasa, he whispered. And there is another word which is very popular in Urdu, kah kah. Usne kah kah lagaya. He laughed very loudly. So, brother, that is not Urdu, that's Arabic. Huh? Kah kah means to laugh very loudly. So these are the four-letter verbs. But our focus is on three-letter verbs. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? It came in our dars, Aina Hamidun. Where is Hamid? What was the reply? Kharaja. What was the reply? Kharaja. He went out. So then we started last week with this. Kharaja. See the three letters, brothers and sisters? Three letters. Now the scholars of Arabic grammar have done a lot of things to make us learn everything with ease, you know. They put a pattern on it. And that pattern will keep on increasing. But the root will still be same. What will be the root of the pattern? Fa-a-la. See? Okay. First kalima, second, and third. Three letters. Fa'ala. We will say fa kalima, ain kalima, lam kalima. In English, you will say first radical, second radical, and third radical. It's better that we should also understand the grammar from the Western scholars' point of view. And they use these terms. So if you will read some Arabic grammar books written by Western scholars, they will say first radical, second radical, third radical, which only means fa kalima, ain kalima, and lam kalima. So all the verbs in the Quran and in the Arabic language can be traced back to fa kalima Ayn Kalima and Lam Kalima. And this process is very interesting and fascinating. Inshallah, we'll learn slowly, slowly, and increase our knowledge. So, brother, Kha Raja. What is Kha? Fa Kalima. What is Ra? Ayn Kalima. What is Jim? Lam Kalima. Okay? And if I tell you any other word, you will also do the same way. In English, Kha is first radical, Ra is second radical, Jim is third radical. Huh? Now I want you to look at the difference. Huh, brother? Kharaja, now I'm writing Zahaba, then I'm writing Jalasa, and then I'm writing Raja. These are the four verbs Dr. Abdurrahim has used in book one. Huh? Because book one concentrates on nouns. This we will study in great detail in book two. But we are preparing our ground to come to book two with good preparation. And, you know, do you see here, brother? What do you see? Fa kalima, ayn kalima, lam kalima. Fa kalima, ayn kalima, lam kalima. Fa kalima, ayn kalima, lam kalima. Okay, now I write down something else. I write down here two very popular verbs. Samia, and then I'm writing Shariba. Okay, brothers and sisters? Samia. What is the meaning of Samia? He heard. Huh? Or he listened. Shariba. He drank. Okay? Fine. What do you see here? Fa kalima, ayn kalima, lam kalima. First radical, second radical, third radical. Okay? Are you with me? Now I write down two more verbs, brother. Karuma. And I'm writing another word here. Ba'uda. Okay? Fa kalima, ayn kalima, lam kalima. First radical, second radical, third radical. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, if you were to observe this, you will find something. And I told you last time that fa kalima in all of them has a fata. And the lam kalima, all of them has a fata. So that is the rule. All the verbs, the root, in the root form, fa kalima will always, always have a fata. And lam kalima will always, always have a fata. And what about ayn kalima? Ayn kalima can have these three vowel signs. It can have a fata, it can have a kasra, and it can have a dhamma. So this we have to be very observant, you know. For example, samia. See, the ayn kalima has a kasra. Shariba, ayn kalima has a kasra. Karuma, ayn kalima has a dhamma. Bauda, ayn kalima has a dhamma. So watch for it, okay. Now, these verbs are called healthy verbs. What are they called? Healthy verbs. Al-fi'lu sahih. Healthy verbs. But if something is healthy, then has to be somebody who is very weak or sick. Because for a healthy person, there is also someone who is not healthy, which means he is sick. So there are some verbs which are called weak verbs. I won't call them sick verbs. They are all weak verbs. Now this is just a general information. Any verb, brother and sister, whether it has fa kalima or ayn kalima or lam kalima, if it has vow and ya. Are you with me? If it has vow and ya, then it is a weak verb. What is it? It's called weak verb. Okay. This weak verbs, brothers and sisters, Dr. Saib Abdurrahim, in his in his vision and farsightedness, has put them at the end of book two. He has put them at the end of book two. So we won't worry. So we will not be studying any verb which has got vav or ya in it till we come to the end of the book. In the meantime, we'll become stronger in our sahih verbs, in which verb there'll be no vav, there'll be no ya. There'll be no vav. As you can see, I didn't put any with vav and ya. Okay? So keep that in mind. Vav and ya will make the verb weak. Okay? Now, having understood this, then last time we tried to conjugate. Do you remember conjugation? Did you have any difficulty in conjugation, Sister Salma? Abir? You were, Sister Naima? You were able to do it? Fatima? Inshallah. Sister Maimuna, you found the conjugation okay? Inshallah. Huh? Brother Muhammad? Abdul Qadir? Brother? You are young, intelligent, bright. You should be on the top of the class. You should understand everything that goes on. And faster. Okay. Now, brother, we start the conjugation. This is slowly, slowly, I'm building you up, you know. And we are only doing fi'l madi. We will not touch mudari. We will only do fi'l madi. Okay? So, we start with, madi means past tense, huwa. And then I write down, hiya. Not here, but huma. Huma. And then we are doing hum. Now this is, brothers and sisters, third person masculine. And then I am doing here, and then I am doing here, huma. Okay? And then I am stopping here, and I am doing hunna here. And then I am doing anta, antuma, antum. And then anti, antuma, antum. And then antunna, antunna. Then ana and nahnu. Okay. All nahnu. All the verbs in the root form that I wrote previously, I said, he sat, he went, he left, he drank, he wrote, he heard. Okay, I said he. So what is the meaning of it, brother? In the root form, which is past tense, it is always singular, third person, masculine. No discrimination, brother and sisters, but that's the way the language is. It is always huwa. We start with huwa. Take any verb, it will always be huwa. Masculine, third person, and singular. Are you? Huwa is third person, it's masculine, and it is singular. So keep that in mind. That is why we start with a huwa. I will start with zahaba now. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Zahab. This is again I'm repeating, because it's good to repeat, you will get stronger. Probably you are too busy in the weekend with the family, you may not have enough time to refresh yourself. Now, zahaba means he went. Okay, zahaba is fi'al. What is the meaning of fi'al? Action. If there is a fi'al, if there is an action, there has to be a doer of action. You cannot have an action without somebody doing it, brother. Huh? And if action happens without somebody doing it, that's a miracle. And that only Allah can do it. But we have to do it something, okay? So then we have fi'al, okay, brothers and sisters? Fi'alun. And what is the doer of action called?
Fa'il.
Huh? You will remember this, huh? Fa'il. What do I call fa'il in English? Subject. And what is the fi'al?
Verb.
Okay, brothers and sisters? So, now, as I said, if there is an action, there has to be a doer of action. So, zahaba. Okay? Zahaba. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir. What we call it? Mustatir. Huh? Remember this word. Mustatir means hidden. Mustatir means hidden. Okay? Hidden. Okay? Fine. I'm putting a star here. Huh? Okay? Now, how do I say two people went? Look at it. First, I write down the word. Zahaba. And then I say to it Alif. What is it now, brother? Zahaba. Okay, where is the verb? Where is the verb? Zahaba. Where is the file? Alif. Because I add it. So now the file is a part of it. Huh? Part of the, they are together. This is a very beautiful thing in Arabic language. Huh? Brother and sister. So, Aleph is the file. And there is a technical name, Sister Maynas, in the handout. There is a page, number 7, Brother Muhammad. Later on, you will check page number 7, and it explains everything. But if I explain you now and then you will read the page, inshallah, it will be very, very clear to you. Okay, brother, next one. Hum. First, I write down the verb, zahaba. Okay? Now, I'm adding waw. I'm adding waw with a sukun. And brothers and sisters, this alif is a spelling rule for the time being. This is alif. Whenever you will have hum, then you will see alif also written. Okay, brother. Because of waw, I change this fatha into dhamma. So this is zahabu. Are you with me? This is zahabu. Where is the fa'il? Waw. Where is the fi'al? Zahabu. Huh? Without waw, zahabu. Where is the fa'il? Waw. Now remember, these are pronouns, and these I'm putting are also pronouns. Because alif is equal to huma and waw is equal to hum. Okay. Now, I say zahaba. Okay. And then I'm putting here open ta with a sukun. How do you pronounce it? Zahabat. Huh? Zahabat. But at least you will remember this. What is this ta? Ta'u ta'anisi. What does it tell me? That the doer of the action was this time?
Feminine.
Okay. Where is the file? Mustatir. Never ever say this is file. Brother, I have a very weak heart. I'll get a heart attack. Huh? Okay. Asman phat jayega agar aapne isko file kar diya to. Okay. Sare गुलस्तान के फूल जो है वो नाराज होके गिर जाएंगे अगर आपने इसको ता कर दिया तो ओके मुरझा जाएंगे दिस इज ताओ तानीसी वेयर इज द फाइल आई पुट अ स्टार इट मींस इट इज मुस्ततिर फाइन ब्रदर नाउ आई से टू यू ज़हबा And then
I put ta here.
No, brother, I put aleph. I put aleph. Okay. Because I put aleph there, then I have to make this into fatah. So it became zahabata. Tell me one thing. Where is the verb? Zahaba. Zahaba. What is the next thing? Tautanisi. And what is the next thing? File. So see, this has got three sections. Fial, Tautanisi, and file. Remember this, brother. And then I told you a story that we want Hunna to come and join us. We had agreement made by the lawyers, and we all consented to her conditions. What is her condition? Okay. Hunna says, if I join you, then this is my condition. You will have to do this. And that condition is that Lam Kalima should get a sukoon now. That's the condition. Okay? From Hunna. So, brother, it will become Zahab. What is the verb? Zahab. Where is the Fa Kalima? With Fatah. Ain Kalima? With Fatah. But Lam Kalima with Sukoon. We have to remember that. And she says, not only you should treat me like that, but every pronoun that follows me should have the same treatment and respect. So we have now here Zahab. Then we have here Zahab. Then we have here Zahab. Then we have here Zahab. And then we have here Zahab. We have here again Zahab. And again Zahab. Then again Zahab. Are you with me, brother? See the sukoon on third radical? Lam Kalima. Now we add files to it. Because file has to be there. There cannot be a fail without a file. Okay? So here, Hunna says, take noon from me. So we took a noon. What is it called? Now, how do you pronounce? Zahabna. Okay. I ask you, brother, Zahabna. Where is the fail? Zahab. Zahab. Where is the file? Noon with a fatah. This is called Noonu Niswa. Noon of Niswa, ladies. Okay? And then Anta. What will happen now, brother? Zahabta. And then, brother, Tuma. And then Tum. Then Ti. Tuma. Tunna. And then Zahab. Now, Ana becomes Tu. And this becomes Na with Alif. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Is it clear? So starting from Hunna, Lam Kalima gets a Sukoon. And then the files come. Okay. See, I made two separate groups. What was the reason? Sometimes I don't tell brothers and sisters till we go in book two. But this is a special class. Probably in the evening class I won't mention it, because they may not be able to digest it. But I will mention to you because I mentioned last time. If you see clearly, brother, is this alif? Is there a vowel sign on it? No. Then what is on it? There is a sukoon on it. I already put a sukoon here. And if I put a sukoon, normally we won't write sukoon on it. But just for us to understand, I put a sukoon. Okay? This is one group. And these pronouns which come as a file, they come as a file, they are called sakin pronouns. When it is a sakin pronoun, then the Lam Kalima has a proper vowel sign. Do you see Fatah and Dhamma? And now, brothers and sisters, here the files Look at the files. What is on Nunu Niswa? Fata, a proper vowel sign. And then Ta, proper vowel sign. And then Tuma, two proper vowel signs. Tum, then Ti, and then Tuma, and then Tunna, and then Tu and Na. They are proper vowel signs. We call them harakats. Tashkil, harakats. So then the scholars say that this group is mutaharrik pronouns. What are they called? Mutaharrik pronouns. I wrote down, but I will write down again, brothers. We have a group called Sakin pronouns. And then we have Mutaharrik pronouns. Mutaharrik pronouns. Now, inshallah, you will try to remember them, but I will be saying it many, many times. So, inshallah, it will always refresh you whenever I mention it. Now, Sakin pronouns are these five. Even though there are two pronouns are mustatir, but the scholars have made this into a group of Sakin pronouns. Five. And then this side is called mutaharrik pronoun. Whenever there is a mutaharrik pronoun, brother and sister, the lam kalima gets a sukun. That's the rule. Okay. Now this rule, Dr. Sahib mentions at the end of book 2. When the weak letters are coming, weak verbs are coming, then the knowledge of sakin pronouns and mutaharrik pronouns makes it very easy to understand. But I'm trying to give you hints now. Inshallah, you will remember. One more time. If there is a mutaharrik pronoun, then, brothers and sisters, the lam kalima will have a sukoon. If there is a sakin pronoun, then the lam kalima will have a proper vowel sign. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. Having said that, we should try to repeat it. Okay, ready? Zahaba, Zahaba, Zahabu, Zahabat, Zahabata, Zahabna, Zahabta, Zahabtuma, Zahabtum, Zahabti, Zahabtuma, Zahabtunna, Zahabtu, Zahabna. We have sheets for you, photocopy, that you can practice at home. I request you to do every day two of them, not more than two. Two is good enough. Dodo goli, dodo goli, yes, bro. Dodo karenge siraf. Okay? It will help you, brother. Honestly, I became very strong in verbs by doing these things. Whenever a new verb came, I say, I must conjugate. But then, as you will see, the sheet has got many things which we will learn each column as we go along. We are only doing the first column. And now, I tell you, jalasa. Can you put jalasa here? How will I say now? Jalasa, jalasa, jalasu, jalasat, jalasata, jalasna. Jalasta, jalastuma, jalastum, jalasti, jalastuma, jalastunna, jalastu, jalasna. Inshallah, you'll become expert, brother. And next one, brother, let us do kharaja. Kharaja, kharaja, kharaju, kharajat, kharajata, kharajna, kharashta. Kharashtuma, kharashtum, kharashti, kharashtuma, kharashtunna, kharashtu, kharajna. Let's do now raja'a. Raja'a, raja'a, raja'u, raja'at, raja'ata, raja'na, raja'ata, raja'atuma, raja'atum, raja'ati, رجعتما رجعتنا رجعت رجعنا. Let's do كتب. كتب كتب كتبوا كتبت كتبتا كتبنا كتبت كتبتما كتبتم كتبتي كتبتما كتبتن كتبت كتبنا. Let us take one with a عين كلمة كسرة. سميع سميع سميعوا سميعت سميعتا سميعنا سميعتا سميعتما سميعتم سميعتي سميعتما سميعتن سميعتو سميعنا. شريبة. We must always think of شريبة. Tea drinking. Okay. شريبة شريبا شريبو شريبت شريبتا شربنا شربتا شربتما شربتم شربتي شربتما شربتن شربتو شربنا. Okay, now if I tell you, brothers and sisters, if you make mistakes, don't worry. This is just a beginning, brother. I tell you one thing, if you make a mistake, it is normal. It is normal to make a mistake. But every day, we will have a few minutes of practice of the verb. Tomorrow, I am not going to explain you. We will straight away say the verbs. Okay, if I tell you, he drank, what will you say to me? Shariba. If I say to you, she drank, Sharibat. If I tell you, I drank, Shariptu. If I say, we drank, Sharibna. If I say, you drank, Sharipta. If I say, you as a feminine drank, you will say, Sharipti. If I say, all men drank, Shariptum. If I say, all sisters drank, Shariptunna. Got the idea? No, today, your mind is thinking before saying normal. But later on, you will then get into practice. And in a fraction of a second, your mind will say correct thing and think correctly. Okay? Let us try one more thing. I went. Went is zahaba. Kharaja is I left, went out. I just went. I went to the masjid. So I said, I went. I went. The verb is zahaba. Zahabtu. See? If I say, I went, zahabtu. If I say, I sat, jalastu. Are you with me? I say, we went, zahabna. We sat, jalasna. See how it comes? He sat, jalasa. She sat, jalasat. You sat, jalasta. You sat, jalasti. We all sat, jalasna. Got the idea? Are you with me? Okay. One more time, inshallah. I wrote. Kataba means he wrote. I wrote. Kataptu. We wrote. Katabna. She wrote. Katabat. She wrote. Katabat. You wrote. Katapti. You wrote. Katapti. You all wrote. Kataptum. We wrote. Katabna. They wrote. Katabu. What it is? They wrote. Katabu. Are you with me? They sat. Jalasu. They went out. Zahabu. They drank. Sharibu. Are you with me? So today is the first day. So don't worry if you are slow, because we are going to learn. And we are going to practice. Every day a little bit. And then you will get stronger and stronger, inshallah. At home, you will try to do 2 pages. From the verbs which are mentioned on page number 6. All the verbs that are written on page number 6, brothers and sisters, you will do.
Handout,
page number 6, you will do 2 at home, inshallah. Try to get into habit of doing 2 at home, inshallah. Now I will rub it off, inshallah. Samaya. Ready? Huwa, huma, hum, hiya, huma, hunna, anta, antuma, antum, anti, antuma, antunna, ana, nahnu. Okay, very good. Now we come to what we were doing in lesson number 5. Lesson number 5 is extremely important, brothers and sisters. And if you can really understand, things will become very, very easy. In lesson number 5, we study possessive case. To make position or possessive case in English, we use of or possessive s. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, how do we do it in Arabic? There is no equivalent of in Arabic. Okay? Or possessive s in Arabic. No. We have a different method of doing. Here are two nouns, brother. Kitabun. Okay, brother? And Muhammadun. Okay, then again I write here, Kitabun al-mudarrisu. Right now I am writing su. Okay. How do I say Book of Muhammad in Arabic? I will say Kitabu Muhammad. Then, okay, what happened, brother? Muhammad is the possessor or the owner, and Kitab is thing possessed. This is in a very simple way we explain, you know. Do you see here something, brother? There's only a single Dhamma. And there is no al. Normally, if there is no al, there should be a tanween. There should be a tanween. There is no tanween. What is the reason that there is no tanween and no al? Because this is thing possessed. What is it? Thing possessed. So, we say in Arabic, this is mudaf. Mudafun. We say mudaf. And what is the possessor? Mudaf ilayhi. It is called? Mudafun ilayhi. Got the idea, brother? Mudafun ilayhi. So, whenever we have to make a possessive case, and combining two nouns to show possession, we will have this format. That the mudaf ilayhi will always, always be majroor. Not majboor, but majroor. Are you with me? Okay. And then mudaf will never have al. Never have tanween. But it can have a dhamma. Or fatha, or kasra, according to the role it is playing in the sentence. Are you with me? So we remember that. Okay. So the page number 28 in the book, main blue book, Sister Manas, kitab ha, page 28, Sister Nasuri. Aapke paas do set hai ya nahi hai? Oh, you have it? Okay, no problem. No problem. No problem. Okay? Can you see here?
We have
Kitabu Muhammadin, that was what was shown to us. What is the next one, brothers and sisters? Kalamun. Kalamun. Hamidun. Now if I want to say pen of Hamid, then Kalamu Hamidin. Are you with me? Kalamu Hamidin. Very good. House, Baitun, and Abbasun. So I will say Baitu Abbasin. What is the translation? House of Abbas. Very good. Gurfatu Aliyun. Gurfatun Aliyun. Room of Ali. How will I say? Gurfatu Aliyin. Aliyin. Mudafilehi, always majroor. Okay. Now I say Daftarun Saidun. So, how do I say Daftar of Saeed, notebook of Saeed? Daftaru Saeedin. 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 Very good. Mindilun, handkerchief. Yasirun. How will you say? Mindilu Yasirin. Handkerchief of Yasir. Okay. Kamisun. Ammarun. How will you say now? Kamisu Ammarin. Are you with me, brother and sister? Sarirun Khalidun. Bed of Khalid. Sariru Khalidin. If I say to you, Hada Sariru Khalidin, this is Khalid's bed. Or if I say, Zalika Sarirun Khalidin, that is the bed of Khalid. Got the idea? Inshallah. Hada Kalamu Muhammadin. This is pen of Muhammad. Are you with me? That is the way we will say. Okay, inshallah.